Ever notice that purple shop button at checkout? The one that makes buying online effortless? That's Shopify. And it doesn't just make shopping easy. It makes starting a business easy too. Shopify is proud to power many sources of UK e-commerce, from brands like Mattel and Gymshark to new entrepreneurs. No coding? No problem. Shopify's ready-to-use templates help you create a stunning online store instantly. Manage everything in one place, from inventory and payments to analytics and marketing. Get the word out fast with built-in email and social tools to attract and retain customers. And that purple shop button, it's why Shopify has the highest converting checkout on the planet. Your customers already love it. If you want to see less carts being abandoned, it's time for you to head over to Shopify for your £1 per month trial and start selling today at shopify.co.uk/try. Go to shopify.co.uk/try. shopify.co.uk/try.
Jerry, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
All right, let's hop into PMI. We've been sifting through all the stories this morning and found a positive, a minus, and something just a little bit interesting. Who's got to pee today?
I got to pee today. Right. And this is a crazy story coming out over the weekend about how a one GameStop shopper who was remaining anonymous for a very good reason spent about $13 and became $115,000 richer.
Wow. So, how'd that happen?
GameStop itself sells these packs that are like trading card packs. And years ago, back when it was much more affordable, they would slip in Bitcoin cards, which is like a code that is a redemption code for one Bitcoin, which back in, I don't know, 2013, it was not worth what it's worth now. Mm-hmm. But these cards are still in circulation in these packs that you can buy that range from $13 to $50 right now. Mm-hmm. And you can find these Bitcoin redemption codes on there.
One.
And he just so happened to pull this thing. Now, the Bitcoin cards come in a 1 to 192 odds of pulling the crypto redemption, which isn't horrible odds if you think about it. It's a much higher odd than winning the lottery or anything like that. But if you spend around $13 to $20 for this, you result in more than an 865,000% gain on what Bitcoin was worth back in 2013 to what it is worth now. So he spent about $14 with tax and ended up winning just under $115,000 in the Bitcoin. Now,
are there more cards out there then?
They are. They're in circulation. Okay. Now, like I said, it is a 1 in 192 chance. So you got to buy a lot.
Pretty good.
But if you do end up winning, you're going to easily more than pay for what you've spent on the trading cards. So if
what
you
a great story.
I know. And I'm thinking I might go to GameStop real
I know.
Quick.
Let's,
I got a couple
I'll go
stops to make. And it's just trading cards, man. It's just
let's
a code
go halvesies.
You
want to buy like 400 packs of trading cards and we'll go halvesies?
If we do the $13 packs,
hey,
I'm
I
down.
Wanna, I want to get in on this. Why are you guys just looking at each other?
You want to go thirds?
Oh, then we got to split 115K three ways.
That's math.
How about if
that's
Jer and I win, we'll toss you. We'll
how much of the packs?
$5,000.
It ranges
from
or what?
$13 to $50.
Oh, we'll just do the 13. We'll buy 500 packs, $6,500.
Okay, deal.
Oh gosh.
$32.50 each. You in?
Yeah, I'm down. Are you kidding me? Yes.
There's three people here.
Do you want to do it?
Again.
I'm down. I'm just saying, if we win that, I mean, because now Bitcoin is only going up. People, come on now, and I don't know. How do we share the one?
$2,166, Katie.
Got
that's
you.
Even more doable.
I got you.
Let's talk about it later.
Okay. All right. Deal. But that's cool. So go to GameStop right now because they have those packs of cards. Even though it's not from GameStop, it's from Cardsmith's currency. But GameStop does sell them.
I love that for him.
I know. I'm really jealous, actually.
Make that money.
What's the minus? The minus later on this week will be that we went and spent $6,000 on cards and got nothing.
And didn't get anything.
We're calling it Ramen Noodle September.
Yeah. Tune in for Friday's show.
Tune in for Friday's BMI.
Okay.
All right, Katie, what's the minus?
Well, the minus is a toxic dating behavior called monkey barring.
What?
Yeah, I know. I came
like
across
the playground
this.
Equipment?
Kind of, yeah.
I like the monkey bars.
I do
I always
too.
Love the monkey bars.
I do too, but the way that they describe this, it has a lot to do with the monkey bars and getting across on them. So it is this toxic toxic dating behavior. It's when someone maintains their current relationship while actively seeking out and forming a love connection with someone new, with the intention of leaving the current partner
for
the
cheating.
New person. It's called,
called cheating.
But they also, they said, just like swinging on monkey bars, they don't let go of one relationship until they have a grip on the next one. So they're essentially shopping for their partner's replacement while keeping them in the dark about
it. What a great term.
It's happening so much that, yeah, they coined this phrase for it. And I'm just like, I know people like this. I know people who cannot be by themselves. They can't be alone. They have to be in the company of someone
else.
That
was always me.
I mean, there's a lot of people I know who are like this.
Well, I was going to say, is this
comfortable being single?
Is this more... Does this trend more towards women?
Yes.
Okay, that's the question I wanted to ask. Because I think men are almost always the ones that are in the dark that are like, honey, I thought it was going great. What's going on?
I thought everything was fine.
Because I'll never forget, I had a breakup once where the girl finally said, she's like, I saw this coming for so long. And I was like, really? I didn't.
Yeah.
Huh.
No, and it's honestly, it's funny you bring up the cheating thing because they say it sounds a lot like cheating and technically counts as cheating. But they say it's subjective because there's no... denying it's deceitful, but usually it's like they're just laying out the cards for it. It's like that this is their plan, but they haven't acted on anything, and that's where they're justifying that it's okay behavior.
No, if you're talking to somebody else.
No, emotional cheating is just as bad. But there's so much of this going on, and I think a lot of it maybe is the fear of being alone, because you hear about how awful dating is now and how the whole game has changed.
True.
I mean, it's not at all what it used to be. And there are a lot of people who haven't experienced it who are afraid of it because of all the flack that it receives online, I mean, and everywhere. So I just, all of these dating terms are fascinating to me because, again, I'm out here in the thick of it. So when I hear one, I'm like, oh, I've experienced that too, you know? So just interesting.
Jeez, monkey barring.
Yeah, monkey barring.
Complete total side note. We had monkey bars at our elementary school growing up.
Okay.
Here we go.
And they were easily like 10 feet up in the air. I mean, it was just like, you know, it's a half a square. You climb up the ladder, do the monkey bars across, and then it drops back down. Oh, my God. I'm surprised I'm here. The amount of times we climbed up there as kids and stood on the top.
Oh, yeah.
And then walked from rail to rail to rail. I mean, I'm surprised that nobody like fell off and snapped their neck.
They
eventually removed those from the elementary school I went to because I think there was some instances of children falling off and snapping their arm.
I've told the story about Zoe. She was pushed off the monkey bars once.
Well, she had it coming
up. She did not, but she got two black eyes. And then I had to walk around with that kid with two black eyes.
Like, it wasn't me!
I know!
It wasn't me!
I had to say
my husband loves us.
I know.
Promise.
Yeah, it was so bad.
Jeez.
But you're right, dangerous,
dangerous playground equipment, the monkey bars.
I always thought I was showing off if I would skip one or two.
If you skip two, you're watch out, ladies.
I was like, hold me back. Yeah, I got all the little fifth grade girls back in the day.
The monkey bar blisters.
Oh,
like,
it's
you
a thing.
Knew,
it's
you
a
knew
thing.
You were
or
a G.
grabbing it in the summer and you're like,
funny.
The worst.
All right, we got one more for you. Here's your interesting for all you Disney adults out there. We actually work with a Disney adult, don't we?
We do. I'm sorry.
What?
Yeah,
my headphones were cutting out. What'd you say?
We sure do.
Who shall remain nameless? Should I play this in the background?
Oh, my God.
So I guess there's a whole list of fashion don'ts if you're planning a trip to Disneyland in the near future. Fashion that can actually get you kicked out or they will tell you to go change. There's five of them. Costumes for adults came in at number one. Kids under 12 can dress like their favorite princess or pirate or prince. But if you're an adult and you come wandering in and you look like Captain Jack Sparrow, they're going to make you leave. Because they don't want people to confuse you with the real characters at the park. So you're not allowed to go full cosplay at Disneyland.
I'm not kidding. I wanted to maybe go and wear like my Stormtrooper outfit. I thought that would have been kind of funny.
They kick you out, buddy.
Really? Okay,
all right. Yep. Outfits with long trains or dragging fabric.
Well, that
no,
makes sense.
You can't wear that because it'll get tangled up on the Matterhorn.
Well, duh. I mean,
they say not to mention, I mean, think of the thousands of people there. You're going to step on it all
day.
Katie, this one's for you. Revealing attire. Crop tops, bikinis, skimpy clothing. They say off limits at all times.
No showing the girls.
You can't have those lopsided girls hanging out at Disneyland.
My Minnie Mouse bikini's a no-go, you're saying?
Oh, boy. It's Dang just it. The face, and then each one's Dang. The ears.
Mickey's, I know, Mickey's exactly. come chasing.
I've got a tail.
Ooh. Scary or offensive clothing. Anything that is scary. You have to have a family-oriented vibe. No horror costumes or shocking graphics. Oh, man, that's no fun. Hmm. And then number five, offensive tattoos. You can have ink, but if it seems vulgar or inappropriate, you need to cover it up before you enter the park.
Who's so checking for that?
Well, probably the teenagers at the door, I yeah. would think.
Yeah, but
sir, right. you need to cover up your bleeding skull tattoo. It'll frighten the children.
Put a Band-Aid on it, right?
And ma'am, please put the girls away.
Ever notice that purple shop button at checkout? The one that makes buying online effortless. That's Shopify. And it doesn't just make shopping easy. It makes starting a business easy too. Shopify is proud to power many sources of UK e-commerce. From brands like Mattel and Gymshark to new entrepreneurs. No coding? No problem. Shopify's ready-to-use templates help you create a stunning online store instantly. Manage everything in one place. From inventory and payments to analytics and marketing. Get the word out fast with built-in email and social tools to attract and retain customers. And that purple shop button, it's why Shopify has the highest converting checkout on the planet. Your customers already love it. If you want to see less carts being abandoned, it's time for you to head over to Shopify for your £1 per month trial and start selling today at shopify.co.uk/try. Go to shopify.co.uk/try. shopify.co.uk/try.